Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
World and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, let's not forget to everybody going out there working on the Third Watch tonight. Big thanks to you for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning, good morning, good morning.
Morning.
Now, Biden says there's no extension to the 31st evacuation window in Afghanistan, which is going to doom thousands of Americans. As we know, only one out of seven of the evacuees for the last week have been Americans.
Correct.
So now what?
Well, as I mentioned on your show the other night, last night, I guess it was.
Yep.
Somewhere between the State Department and the Department of Defense, they don't want to tell us how many Americans there are.
Yep.
They know the number. And it has actually made several in the media angry that they're being so cagey about it. That they've even asked why you're being so secretive about it. And all John Kirby would keep saying is, we'll just keep it at a couple of thousand. And it's of the notion, because they keep using this term. You have to, you know, they're all about positioning here.
Mm-hmm.
They keep using the term. If they want to leave,
yeah,
we'll get them out. Well, they're going to use that if they want to leave as the reason that those people that were left behind were left behind. Because they're going to say, they didn't follow the procedures, they didn't do X, Y, and Z, so this is the reason that they're still there. So they're going to blame it on those that didn't make it out. They're going to blame it on them and not on the Biden administration in this operation. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Pathetic.
So, well, yeah. I mean, they've been saying it. If they want to leave, if they want to get out, we've contacted them, we've done this, we've done that, blah, 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 blah. So if they didn't get out, it's because they didn't answer the phone, they didn't leave their contact information, they didn't do this, they didn't do that, blah, 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 blah. So they've set it up such that they're not going to take the blame for any of this.
Well, the question yesterday at Mission Barbecue from a lot of the gang that was there was, does this whole debacle make Joe Biden a war criminal, leaving Americans behind in Afghanistan?
That isn't a crime, as crazy as it sounds. It's not a crime. It's just a value that our military and our, it's the ethos of of the United States that we don't leave anybody behind. That's why we work still so hard to this day to get any of the remains from Vietnam or wherever else that we possibly can. So, no, he's not a war criminal on this. Unless, I would say, that we find out that this was absolutely purposeful, that we knew where these people were, and we weren't going to leave the wire to go get them.
Well, now we've heard a lot from this National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, who most people don't have much use for, saying that Al-Qaeda's capability to attack the U.S. is just not present in Afghanistan. Well, how about ISIS-K, the Haqqani network? How about them? They certainly can do a lot of damage.
We have seen the photos of where they were mocking the raising of the flag at Iwo Jima, correct?
That's right.
Okay. The Taliban has a specific wing to their ranks, which is called Badri 313, Badri Unit 313. That is their elite unit. The pictures that we have seen where they are marching up and down the streets, allegedly like patrolling the streets, carrying our M4s and whatnot.
Right.
Night vision goggles. That is Badri Unit 313. That is their elite unit. And that they are the ones that are guarding all things inside Kabul. So, and they apparently train as hard as any other terrorist cell in Afghanistan or any place else. So we're very aware of this. I'm just a burned out tennis player over here in Tarpon Springs, and I know about Badri 313. So this is the time, I would say, you know, as I just said to you all at the break, you know, everybody is talking about leaving and we got to get these people out and so forth and so on. Well, I'm kind of going the other direction.
Yeah.
I'd be doing a surge right about now.
All right, let's hold that thought. We'll come right back with that and more. Denise Simon here from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We're going to go to break, and we're going to come right back in just 3 minutes' time. So don't go anywhere. We shall return.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I think I will. This portion of the show brought to you by TuggingThePatriotPup.com. And remember, education of our youth is always critical. We've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values, but sadly, that's no longer the case today. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. And we welcome to the show Tuggy the Patriot Pup author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written 3 great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, these books are all about American history, and Tuggy's family and friends move through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in some of our country's greatest conflicts. So visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren, too. An absolute must for homeschoolers. The books come in English and Spanish. And you can get them locally here in the Tampa Bay area by going to the Coastal Market, number 607, at 607 South Port Harrison Boulevard in Clearwater. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we have got a question here from Al in Nebraska, and it is, wouldn't leaving the arms be illegal by giving aid to the enemy?
Therein lies the $64,000 question. Whoever authorized, proposed, and authorized that right there should be a court martial. We had plenty of time, to destroy what we left behind in Bagram. Plenty of time.
Mm-hmm.
It takes, a week or more to abandon an air base the size of Bagram. It's massive. It's the largest base we had.
Right.
So we had plenty of time to go through there with whatever kind of ordinance and build our own little IEDs and blow up everything that we didn't want to get in the hands of the Taliban. So we knew it was going to get in the hands of the Taliban. That's the whole thing. Handing it over to the Afghan forces, who they have admitted could not defend it by without our help, and they weren't getting our help, says it was going to go into the hands of the Taliban. So if there's going to be any kind of a inquiry or any kind of a, you know, congressional blah, blah, blah thing on this one,
yep,
that right there should be the single biggest answer that we need. Was that
okay.
Millie? Was that Austin? Who did that one?
Okay, now we've got Backgammon Bob on the phone with a question. So, Bob, what's your question?
Yes, Captain. I see where the Supreme Court has rejected the appeal to not have them stay in Mexico. And I was wondering, do you think that will really be enforced? And the second thing is, all these people that they're putting in the tent cities, what's the eventual plan? Are they just going to catalog them and release them? And is there any possibility of sending them back to Mexico? All right, that's it, Captain.
Well, that's only part of the problem. The other problem is we're not vetting these people coming out of Afghanistan. And if we start shipping a boatload of them over here, who are we going to get?
Well, as far as who's in the tent cities and are we going to return them, that has not been determined.
Right.
I think this decision came late last night from the Supreme Court.
It did.
So this will go through the Secretary of, you know, Department of Homeland Security and HHS and Border Patrol, blah, 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 to determine what to do with all these people. As for vetting, we've already had three countries that said that they would take in some Afghan refugees that have reneged on that. They're not doing it for the very reason that they are not trusting our State Department with the vetting. There has already been 100.
Yeah.
100.
Yep.
That it is questionable.
Yep.
On what their ties were or are, if they're with their association to Islamic State or
correct.
Whatever.
Correct.
So, yeah. So, yeah, this one's a bad one.
Yep. So there you go. And I'm not surprised at all. Now, let me see here. We've got a Taliban prisoner release. Okay. Let's see. I'm wondering who would be the one to ask, struggling to get time together. Sir Obama said, okay, who'd be the one to, about the Taliban? There's going to be an exchange, I understand. Okay, let me cut to the chase here. There's going to be some sort of exchange between one of the prisoners we have for someone with the Taliban that they've been holding. You know about that?
Well, I have put out, there's a network of which I am not a part of, but I am a part of people that are in that network. And we're going to pay our way out of Afghanistan as we have already done. I mean, it's being questioned right now if we have paid the Taliban in order to have any kind of passage to that airport. now, it's we're in a situation here where I have asked some people in this network, and again, I'm not part of it. I just happen to know people that are in it. Does the Taliban have a detention center? Does the Taliban have a prison where they are taking these people, the women, certain fighters, Afghan fighters that they have abducted or kidnapped, and if they do, where is it? So I don't believe it's actually in Afghanistan, although, you know, The Taliban's obviously in control of Afghanistan, so why wouldn't this prison be there? Well, because Pakistan is the one that is so protective of all things Taliban. So we would have a terrible time necessarily going in to Pakistan to deal with this prison. Anyway, the question then becomes, will there be a prisoner swap, or, which I would say yes, or will any of these people be used for extortion, which I would also say yes. So there's some other moving parts here that I think are very, very significant.
Okay, we're getting a question here from Therese, and Therese is saying, I'm getting beaten up about the release of the 5,000 to 7,000 Taliban prisoners, including Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar, by Trump and Pompeo. Okay, I'm assuming Biden did not implement, but that number of prisoners released is way too much of an olive branch, and I'm having a tough time.
Okay. Baradar, who is the top guy with the Taliban, is the one that William Burns, who is head of the CIA,
right,
who, by the way, to Kabul to deal directly with him, he has not returned yet. As of yesterday, he has not returned from Kabul.
Right.
Anyway, Baradar, we captured. The United States captured him 11 years ago, and under the suggestion of Zalmay Khalilzad, who is the one that is has been doing all these negotiations with the Taliban in Qatar, asked that Baradar be released from prison. He's been in prison for 11 years in Pakistan, which is another reason I say that Pakistan could be an issue.
Right.
For these talks. And this was done under the Trump administration. So Baradar was released because of Trump approval in order to have these talks. So, will there be others? I would say the answer to that is absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, that answers his question, and I appreciate that. And here comes the music. Just as you went bigger. All right. Well, we will talk again tomorrow, same time, same channel. I'm sure we'll still be talking about Afghanistan and whether or not the 31st is going to mean anything. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sure.
All right. Thanks very much. That's Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Eric is saying all passports are scanned in and out of the country. They know the exact number of people that are there. I agree with you 100% there, Eric. They do. All right, we'll be right back with our Military and Veterans News segment.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House voted Tuesday to approve the framework of a $3.5 trillion budget resolution and to advance a bipartisan infrastructure package already passed through the Senate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had made a compromise with some moderate members of her Democratic caucus who threatened to withhold support for the larger spending package until a vote on the infrastructure bill was scheduled. Republicans have vowed to oppose a final vote on the measure that contains many of the priorities in President Biden's Build Back Better plan. The infrastructure bill will receive a vote by September 27. And the Supreme Court declined to intervene in an appeal over a lower court's decision to revive a Trump-era immigration policy known as Remain in Mexico. A federal judge in Texas had ordered the Biden administration to reinstate the policy that forced those applying for asylum in the U.S. to remain in Mexico while their case was being processed. The ruling means that the White House will have to go through a lengthy administrative process if they ultimately want to end the policy. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this portion of the program brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two campuses to train you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. I'll tell you where they're at after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. Check them out online by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can learn to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. Now, the first one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. The second one is in Concord, Mass., just outside of the city of Boston, Massachusetts. In either case, I strongly recommend you give them a call at 800-659-2080 and asked to take a tour of their facility. Now the number again is 800-659-2080. Now in taking a tour of their facility, you'll not only get a chance to see what's involved, you'll get a chance to talk to some students, probably some instructors, and also the money people that will handle your loan. Now,
if you're post 9/11 and you haven't used your GI benefits, your training will be covered 100%. If you're pre 9/11 and you either have used your benefits, not all but some, or whatever the case may be, they'll be able to tell you what you qualify for. Now, if you don't qualify for benefits under the GI Bill because you either used them all up or it's too late down the line, maybe you're a Vietnam era veteran or something along those lines, then you can go with a standard student loan. And they'll tell you how that works, but you'll be able to get your training, be able to get it paid for. And by the way, with the amount of money that you're going to get paid as an aviation maintenance tech, you can pay your student loan off very quickly, very quickly. So, 800-659-2080 on the phone number, NAA.edu on the website. That's NAA.edu on the website. Now, the United States is facing mounting global pressure to extend its evacuation mission in Afghanistan past President Biden's August 31st deadline, despite a warning from the Taliban against doing so. Now, you might have heard Denise, just a few minutes ago, mention that what we should do is have a troop surge and force the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and the ISIS-K and the Haqqani folks the hell out of Kabul, Kandahar, and just go after them and defeat them once and for all, period. Once and for all, defeat them to get our people out of harm's way. Now, in theory, that makes some sense. But in all practicality, how many people would be a surge? 5,000? 10,000? We've got about 6,000 people on the ground right now at Kabul, and flights leaving about one every hour. That may get stepped up as the day goes along. I understand they're trying for every 35 minutes. So we'll see what happens. Now, the problem so far has been one out of seven people that have been flown out of Afghanistan have been Americans. One out of seven. Most of the Americans who are not at the airport cannot get there. Once the Taliban finds out they're Americans, there's two things going on. First of all, they're being given a very hard time. Second of all, they may get themselves beaten up. They take their passports away from them. And then guess what? They're stuck because they can't get out. No ID, no passports, no SIV form or card. They can't get out. That's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And something needs to be done about it. Now, if that means sending in more troops to go in and extract our people from where they're at, then so be it. That's what we need to do. If that means having to fight our way in, then we fight our way in. But we leave no one behind. That's never changed, and it's not about to this time. And the people that I talked to yesterday, folks, in my travels, were absolutely livid. Livid over the fact that we were going to abandon several thousand Americans. That's unfathomable. We can't do that. And if Joe Biden does that, he needs to be run out of Washington, D.C. on a freaking rail. We can't get rid of him fast enough. Now, the U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris accused Beijing of coercion and intimidation to back unlawful claims in the South China Sea. Her most pointed comments on China so far during her visit to Southeast Asia. You know, China's involved in Afghanistan, too. She just didn't say so. So's Iran. And the head of the U.S. Transportation Command, the military organization which is spearheading the massive humanitarian evacuation effort in Afghanistan, said that he expects to ramp up flights out of the country even further as the August 31st deadline to withdraw all American troops and Afghan allies approaches. Okay, we'll see how that works out. Now, the Taliban is saying they will not accept an extension to Biden's August 31st Afghanistan withdrawal deadline. But you also heard Denise say that our CIA director is still in Kabul. Still in Kabul. Got to wonder what that's all about. And some fatigued crews in Kabul and their airlift missions have been pulled for safety reasons because they've got way too many hours flying in the skies, and they're going to try to avoid something really bad happening. Now, former General David Petraeus, the former top commander in the Middle East and a former CIA director, said the harsh reality of the fall of Afghanistan to the Taliban raises question on how closely Washington can keep an eye on Islamic extremism. Because we will lose our boots-on-the-ground capability and will be strictly relegated to satellite and overflights with our observation aircraft, the U-2s and whatnot. Now, the military opposition, which there isn't any from Afghanistan, and the new Taliban rulers are grappling with another new threat. It's called the economic collapse of Afghanistan that could fuel renewed challenges to their rule and already has put pressure on them to share power. Now, the Taliban are seeking some sort of financial package from the West, including the U.S., to shore up their economy. To that I say, good luck. Good luck. Let them sell their lithium to China. Let them sell their drugs to whoever. But we don't give them a dime. Not a dime. And if we do, got to find out who did it and vote that bum out. And vote the rest of the bums out that are behind this nonsense. All right, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, if you love the feel of the high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Don't forget, they honor those that have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue next to Nissan. And find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay. Joining us on the telephone, we got the watchdog on Wall Street, Mr. Chris Malkowski. Hello, hello.
How you doing?
Not too bad. Listen, NBC yesterday, you know, I'm beginning to think that there's some liberals that have got their got things going right here. 25% approved of the way Joe Biden was handling the Afghan situation, while 60% disapproved, and the other 15% had no clue.
Well, you know, again, it's the polls. I mean, at this point in time, especially with performance on TV, which is just, you know, embarrassing. It really is.
It's terrible.
I don't really see how you could be, you know, approve of what he's doing. How, you know, that's why the poll numbers are what they are. That, you know, as you and I were talking about, you know, during the break, you know, while all that, everybody's eyes are on Afghanistan, Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are getting their agenda through.
Yep.
And, you know, we can watch what's going on in Afghanistan, and no one's paying attention to the fact that all the supposed centrists caved in the House, and they're going to get their, you know, their Bernie Sanders $3.5 trillion spending plus the infrastructure bill that, again, these Republicans signed off on as well. You know, if the Republicans don't basically do everything to shut down Congress at this point in time, something's wrong. That $1.2 trillion infrastructure package, that has to go away. The Republicans that signed off on that should be embarrassed. It's ridiculous. I don't think people fully understand. Once you start all of these entitlements, they're not going to go away.
No.
You know, taxes are in this thing are going to go out of control. I'm in the money business. I will advise my clients to move money overseas to do other things because it's smart. Who wants to get taxed over 40% on capital gains? Who wants to invest when you've got that type of capital gains? You're taking a look at the taxes that they're pushing across the board. It's absolute insanity. Mm-hmm. So, again, you know, we basically are going to have higher taxes than most of the countries in the European Union.
Some cities right now, especially the big blue cities, are backtracking on their 2020 demand to defund the police, and they now want more money for the police. How about that one?
Yeah, nothing like you know, crime and having your neighborhood destroyed to kind of get you to change your mind, I guess. You know, that doesn't surprise me much. And, you know, people aren't very smart when they start acting in mobs, and they don't, you know, use any sort of, you know, Socratic thinking, using logic and reason, because it just feels good at that point in time. It's part of the problem with our society today. It's, you know, everybody is the whole sheep mode, you know, follow the flock, follow it, you know, but you have these bad shepherds that are taking people in the wrong direction. That's the issue we have in this country.
The U.S. Secret Service is now investigating the theft of some $2.3 million from a small New Hampshire town's bank account.
I'm not familiar with this story. I don't know. A town's bank account?
Yep. The government, local government, they got their money stolen out of the somebody went in there and hijacked it.
By who?
By somebody that hacked it.
It was a hack? I mean, yep. You know, surprised the government, you know, yep, didn't have some sort of... you would think that they would have been a little bit more on top of that and would notice that, you know, the bankers, you know, would know a little bit if that money was coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I find that a bit odd. What are they doing their banking? I mean, it's silly. How do the bankers not notice that something odd like that is taking place?
Don't know, but they know it now. By the way, Joe Biden approved the federal aid to Tennessee after the flooding. That's a massive deal there. It's a lot of damage in Tennessee right now from that flooding they had up there.
Yeah, it was a real issue that they had down there. There's no doubt about it. Loss of life and everything went along with it. Yeah, some water and those flash floods can be very, very dangerous.
Now, the Moderna vaccine prospects are going up a little bit because Kenya just received from the Moderna Corporation some 880,000 Moderna vaccine doses donated by the United States.
Well, again, we're giving out vaccines all around the globe, and again, there's have to, you know, continue to push to get out as many as possible, especially in some of these countries that don't have the type of means that we have. And I think that's, you know, I think it's key. I think it's important to get them out as quickly as we possibly can. There's no problem in this country; they're readily available if that you so choose to get a vaccine. Again, I'm a big believer, you know, that's up to you. I don't think that they should be mandated. You know, I think it's a personal choice. Then I actually get flack, and it was my decision. I wanted to get the vaccine. You know, I looked into the technology and the efficacy and everything went along with it, and it was my choice to do so. But I don't think that I should tell anybody else just as much. I don't think I should tell anybody else, you know, how they want to, you know, whether or not they want to wear a motorcycle helmet or not. That's up to you.
Now, everybody's getting into delivery business these days, and all of a sudden now Walmart is launching their own delivery service for picking up at other businesses and delivering to houses.
Well, again, it's the you know, people have gotten used to it. You almost have to at this point in time. It's almost like having a, you know, back in the, you almost have, like having to have a website or an online presence to some degree. People have really gotten used to it. They have the convenience that goes along with it. So yeah, it's almost, you know, something that it's a must have for some of these, major retailers.
And, we're being told that the U.S. is near a deal for the NVIDIA supercomputer as it waits for delayed Intel.
Well, it's, we're still waiting on those, the chips. You know, it's always been an issue. I'm not familiar with NVIDIA supercomputers. Lots of them out there. Some of the latest supercomputing technology has done some pretty interesting things when it comes to, quantum computing. The Google computer really came up with some, you know, fascinating advances when it came to, you know, science and math. So we'll see what this one's able to do.
Yeah, and the White House reportedly is tackling the cyber challenges made by Apple, IBM, and the insurance CEOs that are requesting help with the problems they've had.
I'm not familiar with this. So insurance having time?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Doesn't say who. It just says with several insurance CEOs along with Apple and IBM.
Well, I mean, Apple's not in the insurance business. I don't know what they're doing involved with, you know, actuarial tables or new ways of calculating this stuff. I'm not so sure.
Okay. Now, there were some modest gains that nudged the NASDAQ above 15,000 for the first time. That's good news.
Well, I mean, yeah, again, you know, a lot of money being printed out there, and money's going to find a home, you know, somewhere, and it's most certainly going into equities. Again, this is all well and good, and I'm thrilled to see my portfolios continue to go up, and on the same breath, I'm not thrilled at the inflation and what it's costing everybody out there. It's very expensive.
And with the FDA granting full approval to the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, little Dr. Fauci opened his mouth yesterday and said the U.S. could control COVID by the spring of 2022.
Yeah, when Fauci talks, I don't listen. It's a waste of time.
When he opens his mouth, it's time to head for the hills, right?
Yeah, it's just waste of time. Yeah, I'm so sick and tired. I'm surprised people are actually even still listening to this guy. I mean, it's just patently absurd. Constantly, he's changing his mind, contradicting himself on a regular basis, and calling what he's doing and what he's saying is science. It's not. You know, if you don't know, say you don't know. And you know, you keep playing this before he tried wolf thing with everybody. How do you expect people to talk to anything you have to say?
You bet. We will talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Have yourself a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Go over there, check it out. See all the different things that he's doing. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And I will be right back with more.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.